The Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter 61, in verse 1, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in Thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of Thy wings, Selah. For Thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear Thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto Thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Let's pray together this morning. Father in heaven, we do thank You for the privilege, Lord, to stand and read the Word of God, to stand and preach the Word of God, Lord, to be able to listen to the Word of God today. Thank You for that privilege. God, it is our prayer that, Lord, this message would be a help, be a strength, be a blessing to Your precious people. Lord, it could be that there's someone under the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus as Savior. Lord, they still have the old coat and they need that new garment, that righteousness that only Jesus can give. I pray, Father, today that You'd speak to hearts, Lord, where we are with what we need. And God, I pray today that the Word of God would, Lord, be a comfort to those who need comfort, would bring conviction to those who need conviction. God, I pray today that Your will be done in this service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like to begin this morning a series of messages entitled, "When My Heart is Overwhelmed." Four times in the Word of God, in the book of Psalms, we find the phrase, "when my heart or when my spirit is overwhelmed within me." I want to just think about for a moment how many times in our life. Some people say it like this, "Man, I just had the wind knocked out of me." Some people say it like this. They say, "Boy, I had my legs cut out from under me." How many times in our life has our heart been overwhelmed within us? Sometimes when it happens, we think, "What's wrong with me?" I want to remind you this morning that the man that is writing this in the Word of God was a man after God's own heart. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. There'll come a night when Pastor will lay awake all night and weep and pray. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. There'll come a night when you won't be able to sleep. It may not have happened yet, but it will. When I said it hasn't happened in my life, I mean it during my pastorate here as of yet. Amen. But things are going to happen. Things that hurt. We might be one phone call away from having our heart absolutely overwhelmed. One doctor's visit away. I can remember years ago when I was pastoring in Wise County, I can remember going to the Indian Path Hospital. And the lady that played my organ, her name was Marlene, and she was one of the kindest women you would ever meet in this world, one of the greatest Christians you would ever meet in this world. And Marlene was in surgery, and I was with her husband, Earl. And I walked with Earl. They told us that the doctor was coming out of the surgery area. And I walked with Earl back to that hallway, and we stood there in that hallway. And that doctor came out. I shall never forget it. And all he was doing was shaking his head. Earl was weeping. We knew it wasn't good. And in a moment of time, that man's heart was overwhelmed with the news. You say, preacher, I don't know why you would want to magnify that. Well, how about this? The Word of God magnifies it. We're living in a sin-cursed world. And bad things are going to happen to good people. And bad things are going to happen to good families. We could be one doctor visit, just one conversation, just one bend in life's road, just one chest pain away from being overwhelmed in our spirit and in our heart. One day at school, I just found out yesterday evening that there was a young man that was full of life and full of vigor and loved life. He was a friend to my daughter's boyfriend, and he dove off in a swimming pool. And that was the last time that he ever breathed on this side. He said, preacher, do you believe that there are things that will happen? Yes, I do. I know, and you do too. That will absolutely overwhelm us. What are we going to do when my heart is overwhelmed? Death, disease, discouragement, depression, divorce, debt. How many knows what I'm talking about? We find ourselves overwhelmed in our spirit sometimes with these things. Some of these things are within our control. How many knows what I just said? We bring some things on ourselves. But some of these things are way out of our control. Way beyond our control. We did not bring it upon ourselves. But we're living in a world where people hurt. Issues with our health, issues with our family, issues with our job. Our heart absolutely will be overwhelmed at times. Many things in life absolutely take us by complete surprise. Absolutely. But can we remember this morning, children of God, can we remember that there's nothing that takes our Heavenly Father by surprise? That before the foundation of the world, He knew our steps. It helps me at times. I mean, it's not what you would call natural for a young person to leave this world. But it helps me at times to understand that the Word of God said, and as it is appointed unto me and wants to die. That's an appointment that I didn't have anything to do with scheduling, amen, in my own life or in the life of anyone else. So sometimes, you just think for a moment what Job must have experienced when that servant ran in and told him what was going on down at the farm. And before he could finish, another servant ran in. And then another ran in and said, your young'uns are gone. Yeah. 10 of them. It had to be overwhelming. But I believe Job had a handle that we need to have a handle before it comes. And that is this. The Lord gives. And the Lord takes away. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe this morning as we approach this subject, there's just a couple of things here by way of introduction. I think about sometimes our disappointments in life are nothing other than really they're just divine appointments. Think about this for just a moment. How many believes Joseph was disappointed in the pit? That his brethren, he has a dream. He shares his dream with his brethren. And what does it get him? It gets him in a hole. They're jealous. They're envious. And I can't help but believe that Joseph down there in that pit, maybe it crossed his mind, Lord, I don't understand this. How many's ever been in a place you don't understand? Amen. Joseph didn't understand. It got better all of a sudden. Instead of killing him, they said, let's sell him. Let's make us a little money. And so he ends up being a slave down there at Potiphar's house, a servant. What's Potiphar do? He sees everything he touches turns to gold. He exalts him, amen? And then what happens next? Potiphar's wife, Mrs. Potiphar, falsely accuses Joseph. Here he is again. Now he's not in a pit, now he's in prison. It happens. by the way, David was a man after God's own heart, and Joseph is as good a type of the Lord Jesus Christ as you'll find anywhere in the Bible. We know that Joseph was a sinner like you and I, but there's nothing negative recorded about him in the Bible. He takes a Gentile bride. He was falsely accused. Amen. He was rejected by his brethren. He was a special object of his father's love. Over and over and over, Joseph is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Overwhelmed. Job, John, exiled on the Isle of Patmos. Overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock. That's the title of this first message, that's higher than I, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Let me give you just a couple of things by way of introduction. Number one, we notice the position of the rock. Thank God there's someone higher than we are. He's higher than I. When we are overwhelmed in our spirit, we need to understand that, listen, His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. This rock is not, we only notice the position of the rock, but the person of the rock. You see, preacher, I don't understand that. Listen to me carefully. 1 Corinthians 10:4. And they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. When I'm saying lead me to the rock, I'm saying there's a person involved here. He's not just higher than we are, but thank God He is the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ, the person of the rock. Psalm 62:7 said, "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." I notice, thirdly, the praise of the rock. You come down here, the Bible said in verse number 8, "So will I sing praise unto thy name forever." The Bible said in Psalm 95:1, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Reminds me of the story that was, the lady was in the hospital and Brother Mays went by to visit and the son said, "Mama's slipping, preacher." And Brother Mays went in and said, "Mama, are you slipping, honey?" And she looked up at him and said, "How can you slip when you're mired up knee deep in the rock of ages?" Amen. Hallelujah. She understood that she was in the rock and she was on the rock, and that the rock was not against her, but the rock was for her. And the rock was the Lord Jesus. The provision of the rock. Think about this for a moment. In Psalm 105:41, "He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river." Thank God this rock that followed them wasn't just following them for no reason, but God had what the people needed in the rock. And I say to Bible Way Baptist Church, everything that we need is found in the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you some things this morning as we try to get into the meat of the message. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. You say, "Preacher, what will you find at the rock?" I'll give you three things this morning, and I may abbreviate some of them, amen, for the sake of time, but I'll give you three thoughts this morning that the Lord gave me in this chapter. I trust they'll be a blessing to you. Number one, we need someone to hear me. The Word of God said in verse number 1, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed." I need somebody to hear me. Let me give you some things this morning that the Lord shared with me. In Psalm 69, He said, "But as for me, my prayer is unto Thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God. In the multitude of Thy mercy, hear me." You say, "Preacher, why does God even listen to the likes of us?" I'll tell you why. He's full of grace. He's full of mercy. He's full of love. And He knows what we need even before we ask. But He said, "Ask." We need somebody to hear me.
The Bible said in Psalm 69:16, hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. I just want to say that again. Thy loving kindness is good. Amen. I tell you, when the bad things are rolling in like a tidal wave, thank God there's a God in heaven that's still good. He's still good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Psalm 69:17. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Psalm 86:1. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. How many knows we don't feel that way when everything's going well? Say amen. But I tell you, when something comes along in our life and cuts our legs out from under us, amen, all of a sudden we're poor. All of a sudden we're needy. And we need Him. Thank God He's there. He said He would never leave us. He would never forsake us. The Bible said, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes, in Psalm 119:145. In Psalm 143:7, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me. In Micah 7:7, therefore will I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. Listen to this statement, my God will hear me. You know what happens to us if we're not careful? We let that devil convince us that God's not listening. But I want you to know, He is! He will hear us. He will hear us. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Thank God when we're overwhelmed in our spirit, there's a Savior that cares. There's a Savior that listens. There's a Savior that will hear His people. When my heart is overwhelmed, our high priest, He will hear us. The Bible said that He was tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. The Bible said He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. He said, preacher, what did all of that verse say? Here's what it says. He's been there, and He knows what you're going through. And He knows what I'm going through. Think about this for just a moment. Our high priest will hear us. That's a precious thought, isn't it? But think about this for just a moment. He hears me when I can't speak. He said, oh, preacher, I don't understand that. Let me help you understand it from the Word of God. Listen to what Psalm 77:4 said. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. The Bible said in Romans 8:26, when I can't say a thing, when I'm so overwhelmed, the Spirit Himself, He bears, helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. I'm a firm believer that some of the best praying we've ever done in our life is when we could not get a word out. The Holy Spirit of God takes those groanings to the throne of God, and God works on our behalf. How many believe heaven's going to be real special? You know, here's one thing I believe is going to make it so special. When we get there, then we're going to understand how much He helped us here that we're not even aware of right now. Amen. We're going to understand that God was there, and God heard, and God helped when no one else could. Thank God we need somebody, someone to hear me. Not only will He hear us, and not only does He hear me when I can't speak, but I tell you what He'll do. He'll be near us. I won't get into all the Scripture, but listen to me right here. The Bible said that God will draw nigh to him that is of a broken and a contrite spirit. When we're overwhelmed in our spirit, I tell you, you might not know who's near, but I tell you, there's one that'll be near, amen? And He is the Savior, the Lord Jesus. He'll be near us. The Bible said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. Let me give you this thing secondly. Not only do we need somebody to hear us, but let me give you this. We need somebody to help us. You say, preacher, I don't understand. Well, watch what the Bible said right here. It said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. We need somebody to help us. Let me give you two thoughts right here. David, I think that there's actually two things that fits real well in the life of the Christian. Number one, we need somebody to help us, lead me, because I'm too weak to make it by myself. Amen. Number two, I need somebody to lead me when I cannot see clearly. I believe sometimes when we're overwhelmed in our spirit, when we're overwhelmed in our heart, it's almost like we've got blinders on. Amen. And we cannot understand the goodness of God. We cannot see the goodness of God. And we need somebody to get us by the hand and lead us. Say, where are we going, preacher? We're going to the rock. That's the only place to get any help. Amen. And sometimes I'm too weak to make it to the rock on my own. No wonder the Bible said exhorting one another daily and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. We need one another. There are going to be times, my friend, when you just can't make it alone. Times when I can't make it alone. We find our help in the Savior. No one ever cared for us like Jesus. Psalm 46:1 said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. How many say amen right there? I tell you, He's there on time, every time, for the children of God. And then we can find help in the saints. Bear you one another's burdens. We'll never be more like Jesus than when we're bearing one another's burdens. We sang the song last week, and revival burdens are lifted at Calvary. Get to the rock. Get to the rock. We find help in the saints. The Bible said, bear you one another's burdens. The Bible said, exhort one another daily. Not only do we find help in the Savior, and we find help, somebody to lead me in the saints, we find help in the Scripture. The Bible said, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept Thy word. How many understands in your life that sometimes we get a little bit passive concerning the Bible, but then something comes in our life like a flood, and all of a sudden, we're finding our very life breath in the Bible, amen. That's what the dear sister was telling me at the hospital. That's how I made it, preacher. That's how I made it. Was that verse of Scripture. Thank God for the Bible. I need someone to hear me when my heart is overwhelmed. I need somebody to help me when my heart is overwhelmed. But listen to this, thirdly, and no less important, and I'll be finished this morning. I need someone to hide me. When my heart is overwhelmed. Notice what the Bible said here. The Bible said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I, for Thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in Thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of Thy wings. Thank God we have a Heavenly Father that's got some big wings, and every once in a while He'll just take us under His wing, and He'll hide us from the storm that's raging around us. I need someone to hide me. Let me give you some Scripture. Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. I tell you, thank God, He told Moses in the cleft of the rock, there's a place by me, but under His wings, there's a place for every one of His children this morning. Oh my. Keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 17:8. Psalm 27:5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Hide me. Thank God, thank God, thank God we have a hiding place. As the children of God. I read this. It blessed my heart in such a way. I believe the Lord would have me to share it with you this morning. This material came out of the National Geographic. After a forest fire in the Yellowstone National Park, the forest rangers began their trek up the mountain to assess the inferno's damage. One ranger found a bird literally petrified in the ashes, perched like a statue on the ground at the base of a tree. Somewhat sickened by the eerie sight, he knocked over the bird with a stick. And when he struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under their dead mother's wings. The loving mother, keenly aware of the impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and had gathered them under her wings, instinctively knowing that the toxic smoke would rise. She could have flown to safety, but she refused to abandon her babies. When the blaze had arrived and the heat had scorched her little body, the mother had remained steadfast. Because she had been willing to die, those under the cover of her wings would live. Thank my God in heaven this morning, we have a Savior that was willing to die, that He could be our high priest forever, and we can gather under His wings. Till the storm passes over. Till the thunder sounds no more. Thank God Almighty, I'm headed for a land where the storm will never come. But until then, I can find a hiding place under His wings. You say, preacher, this ain't doing much for me this morning. Let me say something to you right here. I'm not being smart. But you better put it in the bank. Your phone call may be this week. Your doctor visit may be this week. Your ride in the back of the ambulance may be this week. It may be your grandson or granddaughter this week. Your son or daughter this week. We better take the Word of God and hide it in our heart. And I tell you, it may be pastor before the week is over that cannot even stand and preach. David said, I need somebody to hear me. I need somebody, brothers and sisters, to help me. And I need somebody to hide me. Aren't you glad we have somebody? The songwriter said, somebody loves me. Answers my prayer. I love somebody. I know He's there. I don't know if we'll get to preach in heaven or not, but I'd like to once, just so I can break out in song in the middle of a sermon. You say, why don't you do it now? I love my people. I want them to stay with me. Amen. David said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I when my heart is overwhelmed. Being loved this much should make a difference in our lives. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. Our Lord suffered the fiery judgment of hell so that you and I might be saved and that He might be able to comfort us
when our heart is overwhelmed. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. There I will find someone to hear me. I want to just say, what a Savior. Someone to help me. I just want to say, what a Savior. Someone to hide me. I just want to say, what a Savior. His name is wonderful. Maybe you're here this morning and you're lost, overwhelmed by the guilt and the shame that sin brings. You don't have to leave that way. You say, preacher, if I was to come to that altar lost, what would you do? I would lead you to the rock that's higher than I. I would point you to Jesus. I would point you to Calvary. You may be here this morning and you're hurting deeply. You're overwhelmed in your spirit. You say, preacher, what should I do? Just come to the rock. I believe, listen to me carefully, I'll ask for a show of hands right here. How many of you all know somebody that's crushed this morning in their spirit? Hurting deeply. Their heart is overwhelmed. You know what we could do? We could come to the rock on their behalf. We could say in an altar of prayer this morning, God, as far as I know, things are going well in my life. Lord, some of my family, some of my friends, one of my neighbors, one of my co-workers is having a rough time. God, I'd like to just pray for them. I believe with all my heart this morning, when our heart is overwhelmed, the answer is found at the rock. In Ruth, the book of Ruth chapter 2, and I'm done here just a moment. The Bible said, the Lord recompense thy work. A full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Ruth was a Moabitish woman, a Gentile. Highly unlikely to find her under his wing. Well, I want you to know that night in February 26 years ago, I was a lost Gentile. Highly unlikely that you'd ever find me under his wing. But guess what happened? I repented. I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he put me in his family. And he wants me by his side. Ruth found a place by trusting. The Bible said in Malachi 4:2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. How many knows this country's in trouble? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, he's coming. And he's got some healing in his wings for the people of God. He said, preacher, the church just seems like it's going down. No, 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 no. 10,000 times no. The church is going up. We're getting ready to check out. You say, why are we going to check out? Because in order to check in, you got to check out. What a joy that's going to be in a land where you never get another phone call, in a land where you never make another doctor visit, in a land where there's no such thing as Wilcox Hall, the third floor, in a land where we never hear bad news again. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. Brother Ralph, if you'd find that song, Sister Becky, that song, what a day that will be.
We're going to give an invitation in just a moment. And I'd like for you, if you need to come, to come. Maybe today your heart is overwhelmed. Maybe today you know someone whose heart is overwhelmed. Maybe today you're in this auditorium and you've never been saved. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. You can come to the rock. You're not coming to a preacher. You're not coming to a church. You would be coming to Jesus. Trusting Jesus. Trusting Jesus. And Jesus will save you. Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege to be here in the house of God. Thank You, Lord, for this thought from the book of Psalms. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my spirit is overwhelmed within me. Father, this morning I pray that You would speak to hearts. God, that this invitation would be exactly what You'd have it to be. And Lord, we'll give You glory. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.